you want to listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jim Swagg, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's Who? It's the Dane Raven Wrestling Podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite wrestling podcast, Game Rage Wrestling. Yeah. Anyways, my name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Greetings.
And today we're going to talk about fucking Saturday night's main event. Just happened yesterday.
They called it Saturday night's shit show.
They should have just called it. Maybe we should do. We should have did this next Tuesday's main event. That's what they should have done. Just did it on a random ass day of the week. Anyways, I do have a couple positive things to say about it, surprisingly, but probably not what you're thinking. But anyways, before we get to that, go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, soon to be shut down. you can also go to Substack.com/@Game Rage Magazine, and you can do the same for @AllGasNoTrashOfficial, and subscribe there. It's free. You can see all of our rantings that we do. Also, you can follow Adam at @AllGasNoTrashOfficial on Instagram. And that'll pretty much cover it up. So, all right. Saturday night's main event. I will say this. The opening of the show, like the intro that they did.
I skipped it.
Okay, I watched it. It was very nostalgic. I thought it was a very trying to go back to that nostalgic feel of like, maybe we're leaning towards getting back to the Attitude Era of wrestling, because they were heavily highlighting a lot of that, some of that stuff, even though like Saturday Night's Main Event wasn't really even a part of it, but they were highlighting some stuff, and I got this real nostalgic feel. So I'm like, okay, that's good. When they opened it up, I was very happy to see that it wasn't the same fucking set piece that they use for every goddamn thing that they
had. More or less is.
Well, it was slightly different, all right? It was themed a little more. They didn't have the fucking screen back there, and it's just the thing. This was a little bit different.
No, right? it's still the same.
It's the same thing.
For the PLEs, where they have, it's like the the entrance to the arena for the ground floor for like pretty much any stadium. Yeah, they have it draped in black, and then they have the little fucking opening with the little hallway monitor, screen boards or whatever. But I will say that the lighting just adjacent to it, it was rather atypical of them, because it was like these blue beams of light, and then you had the Saturday Night Main Event logo in on the sign. I'm like, okay, cool. Like this is somewhat different, aside from the screen boards that they're done in a typical fashion, and then you had the nostalgic metal handrails or the guardrails that you would expect in the 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I thought that was cool. We also, I will say, I am not a fan of Pat McAfee at all.
No, he's grown sour on me over the last 6 months.
Yeah, I am fucking over it, and they need to fucking get rid of this guy. I cannot stand it. The Jesse Ventura and like that segment, those segments, they were not fucking complete, utter garbage shit shows. They were pretty coherent. They were pretty even.
They were middle of the road for me.
Going in, I was expecting this was just going to be him just blah, 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 conspiracy theories. I used to be the governor, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean, it basically was that, because he told Pat McAfee and Michael Cole at one point, hey, do you guys know why you get to do this? Because of me.
Right, yeah, that was when he went down there to do it for the final match or whatever. But like during the actual event, when he was in there and he was up in that like area, because he only did ringside commentary for the main event or whatever. But
yeah,
when he was up at the top, it was very clear. And this is also what I don't understand, is they had that other guy, what's his name? Joe Tessitore or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That dude, like, you kind of fucking hide it a little better that they're reading off of a script. This dude kept looking down at the script to read it. And you could tell Jesse Ventura was also doing that because he probably couldn't remember what the lines were. But he had sunglasses on, so it wasn't as obvious. But this dude literally straight moving his eyes from, he looks at Jesse Ventura and then he says a sentence and then he goes and looks straight at the fucking paper on the table that's right in front of him and then goes, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, that's bad. That's AIDS.
You know how you prevent moments like that from just letting people go off the cuff and not fucking doing a script? I know it seems counterintuitive to read off a script and not have those moments because you're prepared and you don't have to think about what you say. But man, I feel like we need to go back to that where people are just saying what they want.
Yeah.
Just a general idea. You talk to the wrestler that you're going up against, and if you have to cut a promo against one another like the following week or whatever, and you kind of give a general gist, but you don't say the finer details so that you can get like a genuine reaction and maybe that'll create a moment. But I don't know, man.
I don't know. Anyway, so we got five matches out of the deal.
I skipped a lot of them.
I watched most of them.
I watched the triple threat match.
Okay.
The World Heavyweight Championship, which I think liked more than what you had to say about what your favorite match was.
Yeah.
Then we had Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre, which I also checked out because you watched it. And then I had to tune in for the Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah, you gotta watch that.
All right, so were you gonna go?
I was just gonna go match by match, the way it was down, like we normally do.
Okay.
So starting off, we got Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre. I thought that this was the best wrestled match of the night.
You thought so?
I thought that of the wrestling involved, this was the best one. The triple threat match, I just can't give it that because, listen, and again, I'm going to harp on the fucking out of shapeness because you could tell again that Gunther was getting fucking super gassed in this match, and so was Damian Priest, but you got that third guy, you got Finn Balor in there to alleviate that so people can take breaks and take rest. There were not, for it being a triple threat match, it was a lot of one-on-one fighting with one guy out. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, and I think Finn Balor was on the outs like most of the time and he would break up.
Yeah, he would come in when they need a break. He'd come in and that's like his whole job for the match was like, you're just going to sit out in the corner and then let them do a little wrestling. Dude. And then because they're fat and can't do anything, you're going to come in and let them get a break. And then
he just spammed the fuck out of the sling. I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah. He spammed the fuck out of Sling Blade. Every 5 seconds, anytime that they needed a spot for him to do something,
Sling Blade.
They're like, Sling Blade, Sling Blade, Sling Blade, Sling Blade.
Here it goes. And so, yeah, I didn't, from an entertainment aspect, that match was, the triple threat was probably more entertaining because there were three guys in there, so they could switch in and out and like mix it up like they were.
I thought the pacing was better than the Sami Zayn match, even though that one was good. And also the fact that Finn Balor pissed me off with the number of sling blades that he would, but the pacing was good. There was so much shit going on. It felt chaotic. It felt real in so many words that it wasn't just choreographed like the way a Will Ospreay or Ricochet match. It looked like these guys were legitimately fighting. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, this is what I want in terms of a match for triple threat, that there's a lot of chaos going on. And then, As I was saying before, Sami Zayn and Drew McIntyre, I think, put on the second best match of the night.
Yeah, the only reason I'm giving the singles match the edge is just because I felt like everything was on point with this match. I felt the storytelling of the match was on par. The wrestling was good and the pacing was good. The other one, I felt like it was just missing. Like I still just can't care about. I didn't even care about Sami Zayn and Drew McIntyre, but like, when they got into the match, they got me invested in the storyline. Their match got me invested in the storyline of them two. I still could give a shit about fucking Damian Priest, fucking Orphan Finn Balor. I could give no shits about. And honestly, I'm starting to not give a fuck about Gunther. I'm starting to think that dude's got to go. I think we need to make a change. Or send him to SmackDown. Send him to the B show. That's probably what's going to end up happening anyways.
I think the only thing that was of note besides the pacing being pretty decent was, if you're going to make your champion look strong, and of all people that could do like, you know, 1% damage to Gunther, Finn Balor did a chop on him and he just like kind of stood tall.
He like no-sold it basically.
Yeah, he no-sold it. And then he ended up pinning him in the match after he got Damian Priest out of the ring. I can't remember exactly what the combination was, but he did something into a powerbomb.
Yeah.
At the very end of the match. And I'm like, all right, cool. This is probably.
And then that was the other thing. I mean, Gunther botched that fucking powerbomb of Damian Priest onto the fucking stairs.
That was huge, yeah.
So that he fucked that up real bad.
Yeah. He like, salvaged it.
He did. I'll give him that. But the second he started to lift him, I'm like, oh, he doesn't have enough fucking momentum to get him up. And it sure as shit, like halfway through, he fucking stopped, put it back, and then fucking somehow pulled it out. But still.
Also, Damian Priest didn't fucking help him either.
No, he literally just was like, he like ragdolled him. And I was like, man, you should be trying to sit up at least. Like,
yeah, like help. Yeah, because he was pulling up and he was still like
flailing. Flopping, like he was dazed ragdolled like an idiot. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I thought he was going to end up hitting his head on the
stair. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, this is going to end poorly.
Yeah.
But
so,
whatever. I guess we basically just covered those two matches right now anyway, so we can just. Whatever. You thought the triple threat was the match of the night. Number two, we just have them reversed in the order of that, right? I did end up, because I watched it today because Katie was taking a nap. And so I was watching it with, or I finished watching it with Chloe downstairs. And she asked me, she's like, oh, why are those guys fighting? And I was like, oh, well, you see, it's because I started explaining like the storyline a little bit to her. She's like, huh, that's a shiny belt. And then she's like, I can see why they would fight for that. And then we got to the women's match was like I think it was the women's US title match or whatever. That was the next one. And she's like, oh, there's girls? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, huh. And so I actually ended up watching that whole match because Chloe was into it and she wanted to watch it. And I will say the two women's matches on here were not the worst fucking matches I've seen. They weren't great by any standard, but They were serviceable. They were okay.
The only thing I know about the Liv Morgan versus Io Sky was that Io Sky fucking deep the shit out of her nose.
Yeah.
It was like a very stiff shot.
Very stiff shot, yeah. So, and then obviously Rhea Ripley, which this also didn't fucking make any sense. Why does Rhea Ripley come out at the end of the match when she's at the fucking, the thing, the head of the, what is it like, by the entrance, and just stands there, just like stares at her? And this does nothing. I'm like, this was stupid. At least fight or do something or try. Like, why you just came out to make an appearance and stand there and that's it. Like, you didn't talk shit. You didn't do anything. You just stood there and looked like an asshole. And then it didn't do anything for me. And I'm like, honestly, like, she looked kind of weird too. Like, I don't know if she like did something different, but like, she looked kind of fucking weird. And I'm like, I don't like this. This is no bueno. So fuck out of here with all that. But anyways, we go on now to the main event. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, fucking shit ass Cody Rhodes. I will say, I did like the obvious resurgence of the winged eagle belt.
Wings and things.
The Wingdings belt. I like that belt. That's one of my favorites, with like top five belts.
But that's not the original, right?
No. It's the same, essentially. It just doesn't have, it has WWE at the top instead of the WWF logo. But it's very similar. Now, here's the other thing.
It looks small.
Yes, So somebody pointed out online, and I think they might be right, that they didn't have a new belt made for this to showcase that. They just grabbed one off of the store. Like because you could buy that. You've been able to buy that belt. That's like a replica belt that like we could buy. And because they were saying how when Charles Robinson was holding it up, the way he held it, they're like, no, you always got to do this. And he's like, oh, you want to know why? He's like, because if you look right here, you can see the stitching. And he got the one from the shop. And he's like, look at the stitching. It's the exact same. So he's like, if they fold that belt in half, the leather could start to crack. And then you'll see the cardboard shit on the inside of it. And so he's like, I think these motherfuckers just put up a goddamn, they just got one off the shop and they were just like, fuck it, just throw that on. It's not going to be out there very long. No one's going to notice.
Hmm.
And so I think he might be right, because if you look at the original belt, you can tell the leather, like, and also when you look at the other belts, the real ones, the leather's different. Like, this was just different. It seemed like this was just
It was
shit.
Off. There was something off about it.
And that's my theory. I am 100% co-signing that fucking theory
mm-hmm.
that they used a fake fucking belt. Like, it was just a replica you could buy off the shop, which is kind of ass. That's terrible. Now, granted, Cody Rhodes deserves nothing but the worst. So I actually think that's very fitting of his fucking title. It's very spot on for his shitty title run. Is just give him a fake fucking belt. The match itself, it wasn't fucking horrific. There were all those stupid Cody cutters, those stupid ass Cody cutters, and then RKOs out of nowhere. The table fucking didn't break.
The numerous times that, well, numerous in the fact that it was only twice, but Cody running into the.
Oh, that's
the
yeah.
The refs and to have it end in that way. It's like, oh, OK, so Cody can't win in a straight match.
Also, he fucking dumped him on a chair, too. Like, he did the fucking cross.
And he was the one that ended up on the fucking chair. Yes. Like, his back landed flat on the fucking thing and he no sold the chair.
Yes.
But anyways.
But Kevin Owens is dead from his head hitting the chair.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. I'm not a fan of referee fucking getting knocked out shit. Because it's been overplayed. It's been overdone.
Especially in his matches.
Yes, and we got it twice in the same match. Two times in the same match. Also, I do think there might be a storyline reason for this. I think the Cody Rhodes heel turn is going to start to come. Because this, I mean, using the chair, that's a heel move, right?
But he used it first.
Right,
of course. Kevin Owens used it first.
Of course, but... He doesn't even use the weapon usage at all is still a heel maneuver. That's you're now on the path to you starting to use it first. Right. So I have a feeling that what's going to end up happening, because there is a rule, and now obviously we all know this is scripted, but there is a rule in the WWE that referees must be inside the ring when they count a three count, because Charles Robinson was outside of the ring when he counted that three count, that technically the match should have not ended there. So
I love how that there's an actual rule for wrestling when it seemingly is inconceivable that there are rules,
right?
Because
but there are actual rules. Like, there are rules if you look at it, they have a whole rule book and everything, even though they never fucking follow it, but it's there for convenience for storytelling purposes. So my opinion is I believe that at January 6th, Monday Night Raw, Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens in a rematch for the championship is going to fucking happen again.
I disagree.
I think that they're gonna use that as some bullshit, or maybe they'll make it a triple threat. There's going to be a title match involving Cody Rhodes on Raw Netflix. I think Kevin Owens will be involved. And hell, maybe it'll be a triple threat with fucking Randy Orton. Fuck, maybe they'll even make it a four-way match and throw some other asshole in there. Who knows? Maybe if they'll throw Finn Balor in there just for the fuck of it. Like... He's good at wasting time.
My personal theory about the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, shit. Well, we haven't even talked about that, have we?
What? The end?
The end, the post
no,
the PLE.
Yet,
but I think the best spot of the night for me, and probably deserving, well, not in conjunction with what happens at the end of main event. I think this proves to me that Cody, or rather Kevin Owens, is worthy of holding the title right now. He did like it. It wasn't a Falcon Arrow. I think it was like a fucking fisherman's hook, like muscle buster.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. That's a sweet ass move it looks lethal.
Yeah, it does.
And now that we could talk about the end of Saturday night's main event with Kevin Owens returning to the ring and then just beating Cody Rhodes' ass, and then doing a, what was it?
Like a shoving match with fucking Triple H or whatever the fuck he did after
no,
that.
No, I'm talking about the move itself that basically planted Cody's head, or it looked like he planted his head into the mat.
Yeah, I don't fucking remember what it was that he did off the
top. Well, we'll just say it's some kind of pile driver. I don't know what the fuck it was. But in any case, the fact that they're incorporating moves that look lethal, and in some cases they can be if they're not performed right, and especially that one.
Yeah.
And also the muscle buster in the corner off the top rope. That signals to me that they're willing to let guys do those type of things when for many years, or at least for perhaps the past 10 or 15 years, when, you know, Tyson Kidd got injured from Samoa Joe's muscle buster, that we're now returning to more lethal moves in the ring once more. And I don't know, man, for Kevin Owens to do that, that must be a pretty decent nod that he could be possibly holding the title. But as far as the implications of what could happen for the future, I think what happens is Cody Rhodes possibly vacates the title and they have
like a tournament
for the title, because it keeps Cody from actually losing the title to Kevin Owens. And then they can kind of build in a story if they end up taking this to WrestleMania that he could be the champion in the interim. But then
then Cody Rhodes turns heel at WrestleMania, and that's how you end it. That's, I mean, listen, I'm in favor of a Cody Rhodes heel turn. I may actually enjoy that. But I don't know. We'll see, I guess. But
I also just want to point out that I think in the previous week when we were on the previous episode of Game Rage Wrestling, that I specifically pointed out that in the immediate future, that Roman Reigns versus Solo Sikoa going to be to fight for the Ulafala. And I thought the only way that they can fucking carry this bloodline bullshit after going to war, so to speak, at Survivor Games, or rather Survivor War Games, I combined both of them. Survivor Games. That's the AEW equivalent.
Dude, Survivor Games? Dude, that'd be hilarious, man. Welcome, everybody, to Tony Khan's Survivor Games.
Very predictably did exactly what I thought they would do.
Yeah.
Which is fight for the Ulafala for potentially maybe the final act of the Bloodline versus Bloodline storyline. But what do you have to say about that?
I agree with that too. I thought for sure they're gonna do that, and that was your call for sure. And it's good. That's definitely gonna be on Monday Night Raw. They've already confirmed that coming up on January 6th. So them two assholes are gonna fight on Monday Night Raw, even though they're on SmackDown, for the fucking Ulafala, which I kind of don't fucking care about.
No, I don't
know. They're going to hype this up to be like the end all be all.
It's like the equivalent of the Samoan championship.
Yeah, basically. And I kind of don't care.
Yeah, I don't either. This has been played out for 4 or 5 years at this point.
I think I told you, I hope one of them dies during this match. Like that would be, that's the only way I think I would care. I don't know what the other, we'll go over the match card, because I'm sure they're going to release it for
Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, for when it's going to, beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So,
at this point, anyways, I think what's going to end up happening is we're going to wrap up possibly some stories. And I'm sure they're going to start explaining the Deus Ex Machina of how they're going to transfer basically all the superstars to
Monday. They already started doing that. They've started kind of explaining. I think there was a segment on Saturday Night's Main Event where they had talked about the transfer portal, and they were saying that
we just invented.
Yeah, there's already 10. There's already 10 requests in the transfer portal.
Yeah,
and one of the things that because they said this during the Drew McIntyre match.
Yeah,
and I think that they were alluding to, and I'm like, damn, Drew McIntyre, just this motherfucker just can't catch a break, because they were basically already foreshadowing that he's gonna go, that he requested in the transfer portal to go to SmackDown.
That means CM Punk is going to go to fucking Raw.
Raw, yes. So they're going to delete him off of there for sure. And he's going to just be over there on SmackDown fucking about. Maybe he'll get a mid-card title run.
And I also don't know where he was to begin with, because he was on both.
Yeah, I it's also confusing, because, yeah, there's, I don't know where he was actually belonged to begin with either. But, I guess we'll just see what happens with it. But anyways, fuck. All right, you got anything else?
Nope.
All right, cool. Anyways, that'll do it. We'll catch you guys on the next one. People,
no.
Game Rage Magazine, go to all, do all that stuff. What the fuck is going on? This thing's playing in the background. Go to Game Rage Magazine. Oh, fuck, it's playing there. Game Rage Magazine on all the social medias. All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. Catch you guys on the next one. That was another wonderful, amazing, powerful episode of the Game
Rage Wrestling Podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.